Scarlet buried his head modestly in his wing feathers as he bowed, and they cheered him to the echo, encouraging him to sing his song twice over. The small hoglets and mole maze danced as the girdle stick kept rhythm with the singing kestrel. In the days that followed, Elm Jack's prediction proved true. The sun showed itself, weakly at first. Then the cheeping of the hardy birds who had borne winter's brunt began. Warmth started to pervade the land, unlocking the streams to chuckle over the stones with gladness, causing the icicles to weep tears and shorten their lives, melting the crusted white from limb and bough, lengthening the happy hours of daylight. For the first time in many moons, Swarth felt the lancing pains recede from his paw. He repainted his face and teeth, put a new edge on his sword, and emerged from the crude pine bough shelter, roaring,
"Up on your stumps, you lazy layabouts! Nightshade, take 6 scouts and see what it's like up ahead. A gal, Scrow, Mugra, kick some life into this skinny, slob-jawed mess. We break camp now! Westward with the river! Keep up, or I'll be slain!"
Like a single great beast, the horde moved west, churning up mud on the banks of the racing river, grabbing anything that came to paw in their hunger. Grass, green twigs, withered roots, worms, dead frogs, and any insect that moved. Somewhere at the rear of the marches, the ferret babe, whom no beast had bothered to name, tore greedily at a pawful of dead grass as it bobbed and swayed in a bark sling on the old rat's back. Tiny sharp teeth gnawing, quick sly eyes darting to and fro, making never a sound as it watched for the opportunity of its next meal. 4 days later, Scarlet sighted the horde below as he ranged the northeastern skies, his brief sojourn with old friends cut short by the arrival of spring. The kestrel was once more soaring the breeze, searching, watching, nothing below missing his keen gaze. He had gone in search of the enemy, and unerringly he had found them. The horde had arrived at a place where a wide, well-trodden path intersected the river. The path ran from north to south. There was a ford at the river junction. Perched low, down in a horse chestnut tree, the kestrel kept himself well hidden and listened to a dispute that had sprung up between the warlord and his captains. The weasel, Mugra, was all for following the river.
"You said yourself, follow the river west. That way we don't go getting lost again."